blind and partsighted people, I suppose we miss a lot of that all-important public messaging the police are very keen that people know about.
We're launching this as a six-month bespoke campaign with RNIB at this point, and what we hope to do is really tailor this message and how we must deliver these messages out to people who are affected by sight loss in a very particular bespoke manner. So hopefully by the end of this campaign, there will be no person affected by sight loss in Northern Ireland who will be under any doubt as to how to contact us and what they expect from us. And similarly then, there's also learning for our officers on the front line as to how we deal with people who are affected by sight loss.
I'm blind myself, and I'm thinking, like, you know, my engagement with any kind of police service, it's been quite little, but I suppose, do I know how I would contact the police if in a non-emergency circumstance, or indeed all the services that the police do offer?
Well, that's the thing, Joe. So what we have done is we have kind of done up some research in the background in terms of, you know, what is the ask, what is the requirement from RNIB, and how best can we deliver that. So there are basically a number of different themes in this campaign as we move forward. You know, for example, home security, safety and preventative measures to protect your home and your property, which is where, on the one hand, I'm sure everybody likes to feel the most safe, but for blind people, perhaps you are as vulnerable with cold callers and people who would be, you know, wanting to get into your home uninvited. The second thread, if you like, is scams and staying safe. You know, what do scams look like in this digital progressive world that we're living in? Scammers are becoming ever more sophisticated, and it's very important that blind people and people who are affected by sight loss are made aware of what to look out for and how to be really guarded in terms of what information that they share. You know, how do you avoid ever becoming a victim of a scam? And then equally importantly, if they ever do find themselves in that position, how do they report it? The third piece would be personal and physical safety, both when they are, you know, out on their own, maybe out for walks. This is timely, really, because we're coming into the, you know, the longer days, lighter days, and maybe people are getting out and about more. How best can they keep themselves safe? Some just from helpful information, both for an urban and a rural environment, really, around that. Then we have hate crime, vastly underreported in Northern Ireland from all different sectors of the community. So we would encourage anybody who experiences hate crime or a hate incident to report it to us so that we have a really clear picture of the scale of the problem and how we would go about addressing it. And then lastly, it would be about contacting police and the quick check service, you know, for us to establish really easy methods and indicate clear pathways to contact us, and then to know what they expect when they do. That's really the kind of key threads of what it is that we're planning to deliver this spring.
Over the next sort of 6 months, we're planning to arrange several sort of opportunities where police officers can meet with the sight loss community in different areas across Northern Ireland. Usually it's quite informal, to basically hear these public messages and all the up-to-date information, as well as then being able to ask their questions and get the answers to what they deem as important.
So we had a number of our specialist crime prevention officers here in the RNIB office in Belfast, where we took part in a workshop which was fabulous in terms of the information that it shared with the crime prevention officers. And their role is to go out and do home visits with persons who are over the age of 60, or if the victim of crime has any other particular vulnerability. These are the specialist officers who would be going out to do those home visits. So it was really imperative that that was where we started, because the crime prevention officers then will cascade this information out to what we would call the district wider, and then that will be shared with our local neighbourhood policing teams, and they are the people who would be out at the various tiers of work going forward.
I was lucky enough to be at a session there recently where we had, I think it was 15 or 16 different police officers in taking part in a sight loss awareness session. Mm-hmm. Really excellent engagement, great day.
You know, there is definitely learning, and there's an opportunity here for us to uplift our awareness in PSNI in terms of how we deal with persons with a disability if they ever become a victim of crime. You know, our procedures need to be revised, and certainly we're introducing, you know, new information to our officers in terms of guidelines, and that needs to come from RNIB. You know, we need your expertise here to keep us right as to how best that we look after your community.
So, Gareth, I suppose, do the police know how many blind and partially sighted people that there are in Northern Ireland?
Well, Joe, I didn't. I had no idea. And in fact, the first question I asked to get some idea of the scale of this, you know, how many people are affected by sight loss locally, and it was absolutely staggering. You know, over 57,000 people in Northern Ireland affected, like seriously affected by sight loss, which blew my mind. And I realised right away that we have an obligation to really reach out in a meaningful and a really constructive manner to this community. And it's important for us as an organisation to look at our communities through a different lens, to very much recognise that our communities are changing, they're ageing, and it's far more diverse now, of course, in Northern Ireland than it ever was. But clearly, because most people who are affected by sight loss are over the age of, you know, 60, then it's imperative that we look after these people as best we can.
Speaking personally, I think it's vitally important that people feel safe and feel as safe as they possibly can be, but also that they feel empowered to take the steps that they need to take. To feel safe and to feel secure.
I think the empowerment aspect of this is absolutely key, Joe. You know, we want people to feel safer. We want them to feel, you know, more secure. And we want them to feel that they can contact us and know how they can contact us, and then also of what they can expect when they do. But information is key here. It's how we share our capabilities and our service. We've just recently launched a new website, which we hope will be, you know, easily accessible for people affected by sight loss. And those are the kinds of things that we need to look at as an organisation to make sure that we are serving the community in its entirety.
Well, there'll be a lot more to come from this campaign, I'm sure. Those listening, you will hear a lot more about these opportunities that are coming up over the next 6 months through our Community Connect team and through other avenues as well in RNIB. But, Cherith, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to me today.
Not at all, Joe. I think this is a really, you know, we're very excited about this as an organisation. I think this is pioneering work for us, and certainly we will be committed to it, and we're very energised.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.